Next applicant is First Stage Milwaukee. Take a look at their work samples.
Were you able to see this video from your home computers as you reviewed work samples?
Ellie, would you like to start the review?
I sure can. So First Stage is in Milwaukee. It has a $5.8 million operating budget. It is an equity theater for young audiences organization that features age-appropriate casting. Over the last three seasons, they had 90 sold-out performances and 11 world premieres. We saw just a great work sample of one of them just now. They also concluded the Wisconsin cycle, creating six plays that focus on Wisconsin's history and their people. And then they also recently launched a program called The Foundry, which is a new play reading series that works with the community to talk about the process of creating plays. They have a really robust satellite program for their education offerings, which means they get to inhabit a lot of different neighborhoods in their area. They have a focus in creating classes for students with autism spectrum disorder, and they've seen a 63% increase in participation in those programs. They, again, have a youth board, which is so exciting, as well as youth that serve on their adult board. They have a competitive program that frequently takes top rank at the Utah Shakespeare Festival, and one of their troops got to perform at the New Visions, New Voices Festival in D.C. at the Kennedy Center recently. And I think this is a really cool thing. They received a five-year contract with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction to be the lead agency for an elementary school, which I think speaks to their great work.
2 minutes.
Something that I loved about, the thing that they do well is they listen to their community, and they specifically listen to young people, which is, of course, reflected through that great board work and their student advisory board. They have... they hired a community engagement manager recently. They have very strong partners with the Milwaukee Youth Art Center, those satellite locations that I referenced, public schools, and Unified Performing Arts Fund. The challenges that they're thinking about are the challenges facing their community, which I think is a great perspective to take on. And they're really looking at moving into areas of trauma and emotional, physical, and intellectual disability, even deeply identifying the need for deeper competency for their staff in that area. They have really strong outcomes in terms of social-emotional learning and 21st century skills. They have a strong focus on equity, diversity, and inclusion. They are considered a leader nationally in the theater for young audiences field, and their education director has really impressive credentials, both locally and nationally. I really thought their evaluation standards were very, very strong. I like that they are working on research models for their work and how their what outcomes their students can have.
Ellie, were you able to access the video?
Yeah, I was.
Good. Okay, so we've just done that now. So we're going to pause for a second and watch that as a refresher for these guys, and then we can jump into the second reader. Thank you.
Yep. And as teenagers, we leave the place we played in since forever and know we will never play it again. We walk the streets of our city and know in our minds that some of us will go one way and some the other. Not just because of where we live, but because of who we are and what we look like too. And even weirder than knowing it in your mind is that you know it in your body. Your feet actually slow down at some street corners. Your legs stop working so well. Your shoulders turn your torso away from certain directions. Our bodies, our physical memories have been so shaped by the architecture of this city, by the rules of this city, by invisible maps drawn up long before we were born.
Something else is happening in Lenny's weird, clever brain. Our hero's been looking for an antagonist. Cause of the city's worries, and in a comic, that's easy. You find a guy in a purple suit at a desk, stroking a white cat, and we'd all understand. You get that guy, and the problems stop. Except most of the time, the real world doesn't have that guy. It's not as easy as one thing, it's a lot of things. And suddenly, he
sees.
Can
you advance it, please?
I've read a bit about Antarctica. That strange goes into place at the bottom of the globe, and it's coming apart. Each day, more sections break off in more directions. One section deciding it's meant to be in one place, another
one,
section
two,
deciding it's better off
three.
Somewhere else. And it'll
Thank
just
you.
Keep going on until...
Maggie, would you like to continue?
Main thing I want to add is that I was really impressed with the fact that they are able to measure their program so well and actually get metrics. 64% of the Literacy Plus students increased language comprehension skills. They have actual numbers on achievement in these programs, which is difficult to do. It takes a lot of commitment and work on the part of the teaching artists and the staff involved to collect the data and to evaluate them, but it really pays off improving the effectiveness of the program. Let's see. I thought it was an excellent proposal, and it really described the programs and the solid results that they've achieved.
Other comments?
$3 million of fundraising, almost 50% of their income, and about a third of it comes from the Performing Arts Fund Federated Campaign. So there's that, but also, as I poured through the 990, there's quite a mix of fundraising, and then there's some fundraising events that do some significant work there. So in addition to receiving funds from the Federated Fund, they've got some diverse ways in which they're seeking out some significant dollars. So I wanted to shout that out.
I wrote a comment. I'm not sure where I picked it up, but that they actively look for kids who might have an interest, which is not necessarily just waiting for them to come in the door, but recruiting. Contestant?
Nothing to add. Again, one of the highlights, like Maggie mentioned, the statistics on the impact of the program kind of stuck out to me.
Any other comments? Thank you.